Hello, my lovely edge dwellers. Luca Hallux here, Power Sorcerer. You are listening to my She Who Knows podcast in August of 2022. And my guest today is Jennifer Ann Ellis. Jennifer Ann was originally a Power in Your Back Pocket coaching client and has now become a friend and a colleague. In 2019, she began exploring and was certified in hypnotherapy, specifically as it relates to access to other useful parts of ourselves. And I would say, Jennifer Ann, that you are continuing to explore in that direction. That's why I left it so broad, because there's very basic things you can do with hypnotherapy, and then there's the outer fringes of what you can do. And we are, as usual, exploring the outer fringes because we're edge dwellers, and that's what we do. So we've done many sessions together where Jennifer Ann has facilitated me moving into an altered state so that I can channel for myself as opposed to when I channel for other people. I can get myself in and out when I channel for other people, but it's when I'm doing it for myself that it's really lovely to have somebody facilitate for me. So this month we did this for one another. So normally Jennifer Ann does it for me. This time we did it for one another on the topic of home. And, you know, we've both been thinking about what home means to us and how do we find home. So in today's broadcast, we're chatting about the experience that we went through and what we got out of it. So maybe to start here, I would love to just say that my biggest takeaways from this experience was that home is more than a physical place of bricks and mortar. And we did some really intriguing exploration around what just exactly what it is for me. And I think one of the things I liked most about it was finding out, exploring what it means to have a multidimensional home. I'm choosing to look at it as multidimensional home in terms of how I navigate my life. So Jennifer Ann, what were the biggest takeaways from what we did for you?
The biggest takeaway impromptu, I would say, was noticing that I went in with the anticipation of looking for home as an address of, oh, I'm going to go in and ask and they're going to give me, your address is 5321 home.
Yes. Yep.
And finding it was definitely more about a feeling. It was a sense. It was a place. You can describe it. You can describe it definitely with physical characteristics, but it wasn't landed in a particular location or, like you were saying, concrete structure. It was all about a feeling. It was a knowing and a feeling around it.
Yeah.
And in that space that I was in, there was less concern about it being a 5321 address anyway.
Yes, exactly. And we can describe that a little bit, because that was definitely it was a sense, and also emotionally, because it was quite emotional for us to find that place. Now, and you were saying a moment ago about why we want to share this with our listeners.
Yes. I mean, this is fun to do for yourself, but why put it out there? From my perspective, this exploration and experiment with you, I found so reassuring to visit. Well, it's not even visit, but to be in that place of, if we're calling it the multidimensional, and recognize that the time that I'm in there, the feelings that I have stay with me. When I come back to this, they are part of me. It's expanded me. And this particular perspective, even though in my 3D realm, or, you know, my physical world here, I went in with a request of home, thinking that I was looking for here's the solution, these boxes, these feelings, and what I got back to me applies to how I would address, if you want to call it a new job or employment, or how I want to address looking if I was getting a new relationship. It's the same themes. It's the same feeling. It's the same engagement. It comes so big, which is why then to me, I feel this is lovely to share, so that people can recognize that a much simpler approach can be used across so many spectrums. Again, keep it simple. Keep it simple.
Yeah.
Path of least resistance and keep it simple.
It's a funny combination of reassuring and exciting.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Right? Because it's exciting to find it. It's like, oh, look, we can do this. And the reassuring part is, yeah, I can just settle down and breathe. I don't have to get panicky about it. I don't have to be trying too hard. It's actually much easier than we think it is once we reorient ourselves a little. So,
and there's the reorientation, because it's almost like going out into your multi-D incubator and you get some sprinkle dust and everything put on you and you bring it down and you can breathe deeper here for a while until you need to perhaps go back. And then it becomes maybe more constant depending on how often you visit it or your perspective around it.
So it's like we've been bees buzzing around in all the flowers of this
exactly.
session, and we came back with pollen all over our bums. That's going to stay
right.
with us for a while.
So now we're like,
honey.
You do the bee dance, and you should go back to the hive, and you share it back with the hive then.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we're busy sharing here. I think that our sessions, each of our sessions, felt different. But they felt the same, but they felt different, if that makes any sense. I facilitated you first, and I had the feeling that I was channeling a lot of the questions that I was asking you, and I suggested that to you when we were chatting about it, and you said that you probably were going in and out of both, because you have that experience of facilitating sessions for people in your professional work as a hypnotherapist, right? So you had that framework that you brought with you, but you're also very intuitive, and so you were using your intuition at the same time.
Yeah.
It was so interesting when I was working with you, just to comment on the process, that when we hit the parts that had a lot of meaning for you, you got really quiet. And almost strangled by emotion, in the sense that it strangled your voice and you whispered what it was that was so important. One of the things that I got when you were facilitating for me, at the very beginning of the process, is that that this is not, home is not a place, it's a feeling. They said to me, it's a feeling. And that feeling was attached to people. Which is not how I had thought about it. So this just takes a little further from what you were saying about the bricks and mortar. Yeah. But let me ask you, what did it feel like when you went into that place where it was, you were really quiet, and it was, well, I'll let you describe it, because I could feel it, but there weren't a lot of words associated with it.
No, hence the feeling. I know I am a very sensitive person, and those are very important to have those levels of sensitivity for what I do. And so when we were in, depending on your question, I have experienced various hypno journeys, whatever you want to call it, in life. And so I have a wonderful capacity to navigate as others allow the space. And so I can move from one to other fairly quickly and process whatever is there. And so when you ask key big questions, it's like sinking deep into yourself. And in that well, because it's a well, in that well is this deep emotional core feeling around, I mean, the question was almost around, you know, why am I here? Like, what am I doing as a purpose? And that's huge. And so when you ask that, and I can touch on it in a multidimensional way, my senses, because I am so sensitive, I go very small and quiet, because again, the power in the words, right? There's power in words. There's power in saying things. And so to me, that's a very sacred, precious, you know, when you're saying, like, you know, I'm here to care for the planet. I'm here to care for the planet. Yeah. And it's a very, reverent, emotional thing.
And we got towards that when we were looking at what's not comfortable for you where you are right now, because like, why would you want to move and find home somewhere else? And you said the imbalance in the land hurts me.
Yeah, I can feel that there's discord and imbalance, and and I did the analogy of canary in the cage, and yes.
It's I mean, we cope with it. I think we all do this. If we're in an environment that doesn't feel completely right for us, we cope with it, but it hurts. It hurts emotionally. It hurts. Sometimes it hurts physically. You know, as Gabor Mate says, when the body says no, right? And when we've both had experiences of that, when you began to get really quiet, we were talking about reaching out for help and not having to do it all ourselves. And then it led into that your happiest, you're radiant and happy when you can serve others. And that's where it came out about caring for the planet. Mm-hmm. And that brings up this whole idea of different levels of home. There's the bricks and mortar that we live in, where we give our address out and it says 123 XYZ Street. But then there's one of the things that came up for me towards the end of my session is the deeper I went into my altered state, the further off the planet I went. So I was up in the stratosphere and talking about that home is up there in the stratosphere, that there's a different kind of home down here on the planet. And I meet a lot of people for whom that resonates. I think it resonates for you, although I think that you have more, in some ways, you're more grounded here on the planet than I am, because we talked about your elemental connection. Maybe you want to say a little bit about that.
Okay. I will say that, I mean, when you talk about grounded, I think part of me came in with, on the Western astrology, I think I have 4 Taurus planets. So I'm very, very grounded. Strong. It's pretty grounded, I think, to hold me here to perform whatever I'm meant to perform here.
Yeah.
But yes, I've always had a very strong connection to elementals. I've lived in a very small area by the beach in the forest, and every summer I would go to a private Gabriel Island and basically live in a cabin with the outhouse and very, very basic core, and just be sent out every day and we'll see you at the next meal. And so that allowed me a lot of alone time and a lot of time to talk to nature and its representation within the elements.
So in a way you weren't alone at all.
I felt very comfortable when I was out on doing whatever I needed to do, whether it was in the ocean or in the forest there. It felt very friendly to me. So that learned, I developed more acuity, more of my senses are attuned to that. So I feel very part of the elemental realm in particular. I mean, I'm very drawn to the fairies. And in fact, as a side funny thing, even though I have a huge desire, I've never gone to Ireland because I have a feeling if I go there, like I'm either not going to come back or something, like there's something significant when I choose to go there, you know, it's not just for a vacation. There's a particular purpose in that one.
I felt like that when I went to Scotland. I had no desire to go there. I went to visit a friend and I found a sense of home there. It wasn't one where I wanted to stay, but there was a sense of home, whatever that means, a sense of home, a sense. And there I had a feeling of being connected to the land. In a way that I don't have so much in North America or in the places that I've been in North America.
Well, to me, it's a huge gift because if you start from 1 year old until you're 16 doing this, to me, it's just breathing. It's common. It's just how it is.
Yeah.
In my experience.
I think so. And how do we know? It's a feeling, right?
feeling.
And how do you describe that for folks, what a feeling is? I mean, one way that I knew that you were in it when we were doing the sessions was that you got really quiet in your, I mean, it wasn't that, I mean, you, it was tearful, but not sad, right? It was like a huge fullness of emotion that signified, aha, we've hit the jugular here, right?
Yes.
And out of that comes this sense of a purpose. One of the things that came up in my session was that there's a timing element to home and being in home. And for me, the time isn't right yet. So, and I'm waiting for a person. They didn't mm-hmm. say you were waiting for a person, but I'm definitely waiting for a person. So I said, well, so, and I get into a place of, well, what am I not doing? Like, if the person's not here yet and I feel like I'm ready, where is it? Where? What do I have to do? How do I make this happen? And they said to me that when this person comes along, we'll manifest the space out of our joint intention. And then they said, around me waiting for this person, they said, you know, we can't put you together yet because you will create instantly and it's not the right time for it. So I had this metaphorical image of two dark brown glass bottles and me in one and this other person in the other one, and that they couldn't put us too close together because if we even smelled each other, we'd create something. Which is kind of how I felt about the possibility of me getting pregnant when I was younger. I felt like if there was any chance, then it would happen. So I was very careful. And then they also said, and this is all interesting stuff that came out of looking for home. And I think this has to do with home inside ourselves, that it's a big metaphor. Home is a metaphor. So they said to me, don't keep trying to change yourself. They said built into that is a belief that I'm not okay the way I am. Therefore, I can't celebrate who I am and how I am because I'm vigilantly looking for how I need to improve. And I see this is part of the self-help movement, right? This new age kind of self-help way of looking at ourselves, that we need to be working on ourselves all the time. And they said, that's not a place of comfort and celebration. It's not believing that I'm truly in the driver's seat and that I know exactly who I need to be and how I need to be. It's not trusting myself. And they suggested that I should be celebrating who I am. And they also said about where I live right now that I should be celebrating where I am right now, because in a while I won't be here anymore. And so I should do everything I want to do and enjoy everything I want to enjoy here before I move on from it. And I was so busy looking for the next thing that I wasn't really enjoying where I am. How many of us do that, right?
Yes. We're all doing it. Very, very poignant information.
They said to you, you picked up, you understood as you went through your session, something about where you are right now. Do you remember what they said to you about that?
The essence that's coming right now is, I mean, I was brought to where I am now. I mean, it's a learning. I had to be removed from my comfort zone. I had to be removed from contact with people I knew, my routines. You know, you have to almost go into a place of discomfort in order for me to shed a lot of things. It actually got into the analogy of like, it was, I mean, I like boot camps because I used to teach fitness. So to me, it was like the boot camp, right? Where you're going up and you're spending a period of time. And in that period of time, you really have a chance to shed. And it was giving the analogy of, you know, like taking the rock and chiseling away, and underneath was the diamond. So that was, you know, part of the reason I was here. And the benefit, at least here, is, I mean, I have nature, like it's right outside my door, so that, yeah. And the elementals are supporting me while I go through this experience. It's been an intense experience.
Yeah. It's, they said to you, it's a shedding and an upgrade.
Yes, a lot of us are being upgraded.
We're upgrading, right, I think, so that we can be comfortable living in a multidimensional world, because it's a higher vibration level, right?
And to do that, to me, because you're in the multidimension, going back to like your previous blogs and information, there's not the same time and space. So in order to be multidimensional, you got to be here now. You can't be looking somewhere else for something. You got to be living like now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They said to me, because I was relating it to you. So this is what I've written down here is in the language that of me relating it to you. So they said, home is the people, the beings. Home is the thought forms that fit. And I think that's also part of the upgrade, right? Down on the planet, it's very much about what thought forms do I have to inhabit to be there. I have to work hard to keep it in place so that I won't slip back out again.
That was...
Right? Mm-hmm. It's not working hard to get out. It's working hard to stay in. And that comes back to what we were talking about at the beginning. How did you put it? That it's... how did you say it? It was similar to that for your experience of staying here. Oh, that if you go into that altered state, then you won't want to come back.
Oh, it was, you were asking me at one section, you did the elementals, and at one section you wanted me to tap into some multidimensional, and I said, it's blocked. It's like, you know, at this point right now, until I do relocate to a place called home, which I think I called, like, I got a podrigate, was the term I used.
Isn't that a great word?
Yeah. That came out, you know, it's a community of like-minded. Once I'm there and can establish on my many levels down, then I can reaccess that place. Because if I try and do it now, my tendency will just be to depart, to exit up there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I think one of the great ways to wrap this up today is to say to all of you who are listening, what does home mean for you? And when do you, if we come back to the feelings of it, when do you feel home? And it may not be in as Jennifer Ann said, bricks and mortar, an address. And when do you, and I think sometimes it's easier to find what we're looking for when we look at what it isn't, right? If it isn't bricks and mortar, and you know when you don't feel at home, then what's the opposite of that? What makes it feel home? What makes you feel like you fit, or like you can breathe, or like you can relax and be confident? And so for me, it's that meta view, meta perspective. If I can lift myself up off the planet and look down at our little blue planet, third from the sun, it makes me feel a sense of being on purpose, of belonging, and this huge wave of loving and caring for this little planet comes over me. And you talked about it in a sense of caring for the planet and being of service.
Mine would be different in that my sense of it when I was there was more a place with earth where I could like sink deep into the roots. with the elementals and everything. And once I had that and my grid and everything in place, then almost like a tree or I don't know what, then I can shoot up very high and then spread out from that upper level and care and, you know, facilitate and care from the planet. So it's just, it's funny because it's directional, right?
Yeah, it is. And I love hanging out with people who have a different sense of home than I do because it balances me, right? Because it is challenging for me to be down here on the planet at the same time as I feel incredibly privileged to be here. And I'm looking to be at home here, but it's challenging. And so when I come across somebody like you who's truly comfortable in nature and with the ground of the planet, I like to hang out with you because I hope that it's going to rub off on me, right?
And then there's the vice versa with you, right? Because you can tap into and bring down different information and the perspective.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, what are we really doing?
Yeah.
So
can you shift the perspective again, right? That sharing that it's not about the challenge. It's not really a challenge, but the perspective isn't about running fast to try and do. It's about enjoying and looking at maybe why it feels harder to be here. Not about what we're doing, but...
No, but how are we being? Yes, yes, I think so. And really what you and I picked up more than anything else is about the being and the feeling and not about the doing and not about accomplishing, not about looking harder, not about changing ourselves, but just being and trusting it. And there was a high sense of trust in what we did. Trust in one another to go to this place and then trust once
we and trust in the fact that we were here, even though I may feel less, I'm on the edge. So there may be less people there.
Yeah.
Within this, I mean, there was a huge feeling. If I'm here to care for the planet, I still have a huge connection to everyone that's here.
Yeah.
And it's finding and those areas that may feel uncomfortable, like my emotions, it's looking at them more going, oh, well, actually, that's a benefit to me. That's a sensitivity that is going to facilitate me in this purpose. So how's the best way to play with that?
Yeah.
Right? Instead of trying to conform to what maybe the masses are feeling is the way to do it and pounding and making them go away. And
That you have your place. Your home is closer to the edge than to the middle. And they all have their purpose, right?
Okay, exactly. Yes.
So delicious. So I don't think that what we're discussing today is definitive. It's a little dip into two experiences that we had and that we found useful and interesting. And we hope that that is of interest to all of you out there and that you can do something with it. So I encourage all of you to explore this concept of home and see what it means to you. So in closing, if you'd like to explore anything in conversation with Jennifer Ann, your professional world is in flux at the moment and under development. So if anybody would like to get in touch with you, they can reach out to me and I'll put them in touch. And if anybody would like to find out more about my power sorcering services, or what I'm up to at the moment, you can reach me at powersorcerer.com, which is S-O-U-R-C-E-R-E-R, because I help you to find the source of your power. And until next time, remember, you too can speak intuition.